Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is When Should You Trust? Part 2. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Job chapter 13 and verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him. The last day, we started speaking about scriptural instances of when the Bible expects us to exercise trust. Today's scripture is taken from the story of Job. Most of us will be familiar with Job's story. Job was an upright man, a man who feared God. And then suddenly, after a conversation between the Almighty and Satan concerning Job, Job began to go from one calamity to the other. He lost his children, all of them, lost his houses, his sheep, his property, and then he became critically ill. No doctor could help him. Things just went downhill. In the heat of all that happened to him, Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him?" Job had no idea why things were going the way they were. He didn't understand why all his prayers seemed to go unanswered. He didn't understand why he had been upright, yet struck with a long series of calamities. It was really a dark period in Job's life, but he chose trust. The message here is simple. There will be dark times. Times when we wake up wishing our life was a dream and hoping we'll wake up to find that all the evil we are experiencing has vanished. Times when we are unable to understand why our prayers have not been answered and why things are the way they are. At such times, my dear listeners, the sanest and most useful posture to take is to trust. Trust when things are bad. Trust when you don't understand them. The rationale is that there is one who understands why all that is happening to you is happening, and he alone at moments like that deserves your trust. I have had to vocalize my trust in God while in tears. You can do this too. Trusting God doesn't make you deny the physical reality of the issues that assail you. It just shifts the battle over to the only one who can win it for you. Are you going through dark times? Scripture says that this is the right time to trust. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Take the winning posture today. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Lord, this morning we stand in the gap for all those who are going through extremely dark times right now. People who have been ill for very long. People who have had loved ones suffer for prolonged periods of time. People who are being abused and feel trapped. People who are in one battle or the other. We ask you for wisdom for each situation and for grace to trust even when the night is darkest. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.